Someone else has finally come to use my humble little glory hole, huh? I was starting to get so bored. It made me worried the reviews had scared everyone away.
Oh, come on. Hurry up and get horned already. I don't get paid by the minute here. My damn, do we have a real grower here. I thought for sure you'd be a shower, but you're fucking huge. This is going to be a lot of damn fun. You like when I use my hand too? Oh wow. You poor thing, your boner is so fucking massive that you're stuck now. I might have to speak to management about widening it. It's like the whole wall is one big ring for your cock and balls. That's got to hurt like a bitch. Your manhood is practically purple already. Are you trying to pull out? What's the matter? Did I not do a good enough job blowing you for this to be worth the discomfort? What's that? You want me to let you go soft? Now why would I do that? I never get the opportunity to have my own fun with a man. And there is so very much man here to have fun with. I always have to suck the guy off until I have goddamn lockjaw. It's not very fun for me most of the time. I think it's my turn to get some enjoyment out of working this glory hole. You can always just tell me to stop right now and I'll let you go. No objections. Okay, but this isn't going to be me servicing you. You've been warned. Oh, this big hard cock really can't handle a few gentle slaps from my soft little hand. Come on, big guy, you can take it. If you can't, maybe you should think twice about sticking your huge cock into tiny holes. Although, I guess in this case, it's not just your cock. Your balls are to blame, too. And now that I take a closer look at them, they're pretty damn big, too. You're fit to bursting, aren't you? No wonder you were so desperate enough to come to a glory hole. These places are usually word of mouth, you know. Did nobody warn you that I'm a little rough? Judging from how you're reacting to me pinching your cock and squeezing your balls hard enough to make most men shout, I'm going to say that you not only heard of those warnings, but you came specifically here because of them. All right. I think that's enough testing the waters. You're a certified masochist. Even if you're not the world's biggest, let's go ahead and see if we can push some boundaries today. I cannot believe what a golden opportunity I have right now. Probably the juiciest cock and heaviest balls I've ever seen. And they're trapped in place for me to do whatever I want with. Seeing you leaking pre-cum gives me an idea. How do you feel about urethra play? You never done it before? Oh, well, in that case, we'll start out easy. Not that we'll stay easy forever, but we'll start out that way. Come here. Oh, my. come. And almost entirely from pain. You are just my type, mister. You are always thinking about things coming out of your urethra. But you've never thought about anything going in. Even just the suggestion of it is quite nerve-wracking to a man, I'm sure. I like to let the anticipation build. Starting from the scene of your balls. Working up from the underside of your shaft. Tracing up the frenulum with the tip of my tongue. And then licking your slit directly. And if I just give your cockhead the perfect little pinch with my fingers, it'll force your urethra to open and... Whoa, you really tried to get away from that? I guess you really are stuck. Poor thing, do you just lack the nerve to stop me? Are you a shy boy? I'm not stopping just because it felt so strange for you. Don't think I didn't notice how much pre-cum you shot on the tip of my tongue when I did that. Oh, and this is for my enjoyment, so I'm going right back to it. Well, at least you're clean. That's more than I can say for most men who come to a glory hall. Oh, but don't worry. I wash my hands thoroughly before and after every customer. But why does that matter, you wonder? Because of where my finger is about to go. Oh. Wow, your cock is so big I can almost get the tip inside your urethra. Oh my god, you've certainly never been stretched like this before, have you? Oh, it's not an entirely pleasant sensation, and yet it seems like it's not an entirely unpleasant one for you either. What about a little movement from my finger? Oh, at this rate, I'm worried you're gonna put a new hole in my wall. Sorry, mister, but it's safe to say you are good and stuck. It's also safe to say you like this, even if you won't admit it. You would surely have gone soft by now otherwise, right? Well, as full as your balls are, I don't think I'll be managing to make you come from sounding today. Maybe in the future. I'll start bringing my urethral toys to work and using them if you ever come back to visit. Oh, we don't need a secret knock or anything before you think of that. You're the only guy big enough to get his dick stuck in a glory hole, and the only one dumb enough to do it twice. I'm ready to move on to something more fun for me anyway. How do you feel about feet? I don't really care either way, because I'm about to use mine on you. I don't just mean your cock either. Oh, yes. You've got a thing for feet. Oh, don't bother denying it. You're literally smearing my soles in pre-cum as we speak. What more proof does a girl need to know that a guy loves her feet, huh? I wonder if you'll still love them in a moment, though. Your cock isn't the only thing I want to use them on. Oh no! Your poor aching fool balls are getting it even worse from being up against the wall while I press on them. Oh, it makes it even easier for me to bully them. Not that it's difficult to begin with. They're so fucking huge. They make such easy targets. Oh, now that is a delicious contrast, right? That's a nasty ache in your testicles from being pinched by my toes and mashed against the wall. And then a fantastic rush of pleasure in your cock from being jerked off with my smooth, soft feet. I'm good with my toes, too. I can even give your urethra a little tease with them if you really want. Or even if you don't. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you just might get off from this. In fact, I'd say you're going to come gallons from this. You aren't used to this kind of treatment for your cock, but you certainly don't seem to mind. Oh, you whine, and you shout, and you thrash around as best as you can, but you're literally dripping pre-cum. Don't you hear how slippery my feet are? I'm sure even on the other side of the wall, it's loud as fuck. You're a pervert after my own heart. I thought I was just going to have some basic fun with a little cock and ball torture before letting you go. But you're actually going to come from this. Whoops. Look at me getting so carried away talking too much. I almost let the pain fade away. That's right, take that. Stepping on you with my soles. But pain has to be rewarded with pleasure. So I'll go as fast as I can with my feet. Go ahead, I give you permission to come, my little toy. Ooh, that's right. Feel that build up. You can't resist, can you? You just have to release all over my feet. Oh, good job. Oh, you're coming so much. That's right. Let's keep going and make sure I get every last drop. Oh, don't resist. It's okay. It's just a little bit of extra stimulation. I need every drip after all. That's right. Drain, drain, drain. That's right. Drained completely. Oh. Well, you're finished, aren't you? Oh, dear. Let me just make sure. Okay, you are done. Oh, your cock is ridiculously sensitive. So I'm sure right after coming, it's just too much to bear. All those sounds you're making are just priceless. I wish I could do this all day long. Poor thing, you. Looks like you're already going soft. I guess I have to admit defeat, and you've not got anything else left for me. You'll probably be able to pull out again at any minute, so I'll call that a thorough milking. Sorry if I got a little carried away there, but hey, your balls are empty, right? That's what you came here for, and that's exactly what you got. However, my earlier offer still stands, if you remember it. You can come back at any time, and I'll have fun like this with you again. You'll definitely be my favorite customer if you do.